Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. My name is Aaron Gurness, and this is Let's Talk Knoxville. My guest today is Judy Van Holzen with Marion County Public Health. Now, can you tell me a little bit about some of the dangers that kids will face this summer as they, and other people will face this summer as they go out hiking, swimming, biking, camping, all sorts of stuff?
Sure, it's that time of year again. Lyme disease is a big concern. And, you know, with Lyme disease, there's ticks around. If you find any ticks on yourself, any of your family members, remember to remove any attached ticks immediately. Try to use tweezers, grab that tick as close as you can to the skin as possible, and then pull it up and let that skin tent. And if you let it sit there for a second, sometimes the tick will just let go, and you'll be able to get it straight out. Don't use a twisting motion, as that may leave the tick head embedded. Don't squeeze the tick's body when you're removing it. And wash your hands after removing the tick. You might want to apply an antiseptic cream on the bite after you remove the tick. There's just quite a few things we think about with warm weather coming up. Cryptosporidium, we call it crypto. It usually is typically on the rise in spring, about the time people start using the kiddie pools, swimming pools, and beaches. Crypto is a microscopic parasite that causes diarrheal disease. Both the parasite and the disease are commonly called crypto. And while this parasite can be spread in different ways, like water, drinking water, recreational water, that is the most common transmission of it. And it's one of the most frequent causes of waterborne disease among humans in the United States. So to prevent the spread of crypto, always wash your hands thoroughly with soap and water before handling food, eating, after using the toilet or changing diapers, and after contact with animals. Another thing to think about is when you go to those petting zoos, you know, make sure your kids use some good hand gel or something after that, because you can get crypto from that as well.
Kids go to the swimming pools, kids go to the beach. We have Lake Red Rock a few miles north of here. What do you recommend for those hot days and to stay maybe safe in the pool?
Avoid swallowing any recreational water from lake, stream, swimming pool. People ill with crypto shouldn't even think about going to the pool or the lake while they have symptoms for at least 2 weeks after their diarrhea ends. So that will prevent the spread of crypto if they have it.
Anything else you want to touch on?
You bet. West Nile disease. It's a mosquito-borne virus. It can be serious, but for most people who are infected, they have either mild illness or no signs and symptoms at all. Usually, particularly in those folks over 50 years old, West Nile can be a serious disease and cause encephalitis, meningitis, and, you know, symptoms of severe disease can include severe headache, high fever, stiff neck, confusion. And the best way to prevent West Nile is to eliminate mosquito breeding areas and to use insect repellent while you're outside. Those two things will not only prevent the transmission of West Nile from mosquitoes, but also help to reduce the nuisance of mosquitoes. Last year in Iowa, we had 8 cases of West Nile with 2 deaths, and we had no cases in Marion County.
In Marion County, what do you see as the biggest concern for public health during the summer?
Probably during the summer would be heat stroke, heat exhaustion, especially in our very young and our very old. We would like to recommend to stay healthy during the hot and humid weather, to drink plenty of non-alcoholic sugar-free fluids like water, avoid caffeinated beverages. These beverages, they can keep your body temperature normal when you're out in hot weather. Don't wait until you feel thirsty to drink. You're already on low of fluids if you're outside and you're sweating. Drink regularly and make sure your children keep their fluids up. When the temperatures are really high, drinking 2 to 4 8-ounce glasses of cool fluid an hour will keep you hydrated. Working outside during the cooler times of day and wear appropriate loose, lightweight clothes. If you're working outdoors, wear sunscreen, large brimmed hats, stay in the shade as much as possible. Ventilation and air movement will help reduce heat-related illness. Use fan and air conditioning whenever possible. Now, for those folks that might need a fan, I know in the past, there has been several places that fans are available for those if you meet the criteria, out at the Community Action Center, out of Des Moines, Aging Resources of Central Iowa. So if you need contact information from that, just give us a call here at Marion County Public Health, 828-2238.
Do you have any last words of advice for people to stay safe this summer?
Stay in the sun, wear sunscreen, look out for those mosquitoes and those ticks. And if you have any questions, don't hesitate to call us at Marion County Public Health, 828-2238.
This has been Let's Talk Knoxville. My guest today was Judy Van Holzen with Marion County Public Health. Stay tuned for Let's Talk Pella coming up next on the Marion County Midday Magazine.